This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer. It's been a while since we've been together.
It's great to be with you, Jim. Great to be with everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely it is. Well, let's begin with a little prayer here, and then we'll get on with the balance of our program. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the precious gifts of life and health. Thank you for our families and our friends, our faith in you, and the fact that we live in the United States of America. Please bless and protect each member of our family and keep us safe from all harm and serious illness, from bullying, addiction, abuse, violence of all kinds, and anything that would lead us away from you. Please protect us in our travels and through the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please one day welcome each member of our family into your holy kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you very much. And we have got, well, they're not absolutely brand new anymore, but they are new to a whole lot of people. So we want to welcome some new listeners on board. Just a thumbnail sketch of our history here. We began almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Shortly after the first of the year here of 24, we'll be celebrating our 20th. Wow. 20th anniversary. And we started with just one station back then.
Got to start somewhere, right?
And I don't even know anymore. 10, 11 years ago, we got two with Noblesville. And then 5 or 6 years ago, we got Anderson. And last fall, sometime about a year ago now, we got the station at Franklin where the towers in Trafalgar there. And just recently, Lafayette. So we are in all of those different markets there. If you want to find out just exactly where to listen on your dial to any of those areas, you can go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. But welcome to new listeners in all of those areas there, and to everybody else, hey, we're glad to have you on board as well.
Well, Catholic Radio Indy is all about evangelization, and if anyone listens to this show, they know that I get really excited when we talk about evangelization, because it's really about my favorite topic. I guess that's what we're supposed to be doing as Catholics, right?
Absolutely.
Evangelizing. Well, our guest today is going to be talking about evangelization. Our guest today is Jessica Wade. She is the manager of the Office of Evangelization and Witness for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana. Welcome, Jessica. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And I also noticed that part of your title, you help with young adults too. Is that right?
I do. Yes. As the Office of Evangelization and Witness, young adults are one of the key demographics kind of within that who we want to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to. So a lot of my role also does involve young adult ministry to those in their 20s and 30s as well.
So I'm really interested. I've not met you before. I think I've heard your name before, and I know that you're new in this kind of space at the diocese. I'm not sure if it's a new position or if you're just new to it, but tell us a little bit about yourself. Did you grow up Catholic? Are you from Indiana? Tell us about you, Jessica.
Sure. I am from Indiana. I actually am from Lafayette.
Okay.
And grew up Catholic, went to the Catholic schools here, and then I left for college, went to Indiana University, so not too far away. But then after college, I became a missionary with FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, for a few years. So I lived in Colorado, Ohio, Kentucky, did that for about 5 years, and also was working on a master's in theology at the time. And so as I was wrapping all of that up, I was deciding I wanted to move back to my hometown of Lafayette. And so I've been back here about 3 years now.
That is really awesome. So anybody that is familiar with FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students, we've interviewed Curtis Martin a couple times and been to the you know, the Sikh conference and talked to many, many missionaries. And you, anyone that's gone through Focus is, I mean, solid. So the Diocese of Lafayette is really blessed to have a former Focus missionary. And now you're extending that into your new role. Talk a little bit about your role there. What's the office? What are you doing there? And what's kind of the mission?
Sure. So I started working with the diocese about 3 years ago, but my role has evolved a little bit since then because
COVID happened.
COVID happened for sure. And the Office of Evangelization and Witness that I manage, that is very new. So within the past couple years. So when I started, that office did not exist. So my role was kind of a mix of evangelization, some young adult ministry, some youth ministry. It was kind of a combination of a lot of things. But then we did establish this Office of Evangelization and Witness within the department to really draw more attention to these areas that are so important. And so then I kind of stepped into that role as a manager to be able to really try to focus more on evangelization, on witness, and to continue that focus on the young adults as well within that. So that's a little bit about how that came together.
Now, as far as your job goes, is most of your job at an office in the Chancery office here in Lafayette, or is it most of it out in the field visiting parishes?
It is a mix. It's a nice mix of things. I will say a lot of my time is spent kind of behind the scenes in the office, whether it's planning for an upcoming event or just being available to support as needed, different things like that, or thinking through strategy of how we want to be able to kind of support parishes going forward. Where do we want to try to bring the focus with evangelization and witness and all these types of things? But one of the, I'd say, most rewarding parts is getting to, you know, go out to a parish or get out and maybe be with young adults at a Theology on Tap or a retreat or something that we're hosting. So it's kind of a nice mix of getting to step back and plan and strategize, but also go out and connect and have a bit of a tie to some of that more direct ministry sometimes, or supporting leaders on the ground.
We're talking with Jessica Wade. She's the manager for the Office of Evangelization and Witness for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana. And as Jim did earlier, we want to welcome our Lafayette listeners. The station there is 94.3 FM there in Lafayette. So we want to welcome those again.
And so if you are listening on 94.3 in Lafayette, we need for you to tell about 10,000 of your closest friends about Catholic Radio, and be sure to tell them it's at 94.3 FM in Lafayette.
That's true. And you know, the thing that I've noticed, and Jim and I've noticed as we've been at this, well, Jim's been at it for 20 years. I started out early on and then went away for a little while and came back with the station. So but we've interviewed a lot of people, and it's really interesting to see how the church is evolving to be more missionary disciples, to be more, outward facing, and not just what are we doing here at the parish, but how can we bring people in? And it seems like as I noticed the titles too that have changed. When I saw your title, the Office of Evangelization and Witness, I immediately kind of went back in my mind to like a Christ Renews and how those witnesses, those stories that people share, those conversions of heart, and they share their story, how much that really moves the dial. Is that how you kind of see witness? And talk a little bit about your perspective of evangelization and witness, those two things.
Definitely. Yes, I think the reason we have both of those words in the title, I think, is because we want to evangelize, right? We want to help people to have an encounter with Jesus, to entrust their lives to him. But we also want to equip them to witness to him, to be missionary disciples, as you're saying. So it's that focus of we want you to receive, but then we want you to recognize your God-given call and be able to be sent and to give as well. So when we talk about witness, it is kind of a broad term in that it absolutely includes kind of sharing your own story with people in how a lot of people think about, oh, like a witness talk or something like that. But also being able to just, yeah, tell other people about Jesus, to enter into relationship with other people where you are able to earn the right to be heard, to speak about your faith. It also includes even things like kind of discerning what are the unique spiritual gifts or charisms that God has given you so that you can fulfill your mission, which is unique from your neighbors or is unique from someone else in your family. And so I think with witness, it is a kind of far-reaching because by it we mean really a lot of things that someone needs to embrace in order to be a missionary disciple.
It's
all about being sent out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's more as you know, as you were speaking about that, I was thinking it's more than just, you know, your witness talk. It's your entire life, like how you're living it out,
exactly,
because people are observing you. If you're Catholic, if you have a rosary in your car, if you got a bumper sticker, or you know, they just see that you're, you know, you go to Mass, you're Catholic. People do look at you. They do observe, like, how are they different? And you hope that you are a little different. You are living, you know, like Jesus. You're not screaming at your kids or whatever.
Yes.
Of course, you know, I guess we all do that. Jim, did you ever do that?
Oh, no, never.
I didn't think so. But anyway, so that's really a good way to understand that, you know, it's more than just, you know, it's a bigger picture. It's a bigger concept.
And that seems to be kind of a, not a change in direction exactly. I mean, the church has always been in the evangelization business. But as I grew up, it always seemed to be kind of, it was all more or less within the parish, so to speak. And now it seems like there's much more of an outreach going on to get beyond the four walls of the church, beyond the boundaries of the parish, and get out and, you know, encounter real people in real situations in real life and try and bring them in. And that seems to be kind of a newer focus, or at least a expansion of a focus within the church.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, Jessica, and this wasn't part of, you know, our preparation, but the thing that Jim and I have also noticed, and I'm sure we Jim and I can give our own conversion stories, but how did you get into all this? You know, how did you end up as a focused missionary? Did something happen to you? Did you like encounter Jesus in a special way that kind of catapulted you to want to be quote unquote a missionary?
Definitely. I would say for myself, I've noticed that God tends to work very gradually in my life of kind of planting something and letting it grow over time. But really, honestly, I think it began when I was in high school and I started going to Eucharistic Adoration. I went on a retreat and then I went with a friend who was a few years older than me who would just take me to an Adoration Chapel. And that's, I think, really when I came to fall in love with Jesus as a person. And then when I was in college, that same friend I mentioned, she had gone on to become a focus missionary. And we didn't have missionaries at my campus at the time, but I think I saw what she was doing, and she was talking about evangelization, which I think I'd heard about for such a long time, like, okay, the church should evangelize, but I didn't have a lot of examples of what that looked like in real life, but I saw in my friend, here is someone who, she actively is doing this. She would tell me stories about, you know, when she was on campus, people she was meeting, conversations she was having, just getting to really enter into people's lives and enter into people's brokenness as well. And so I think when I was in college, I started to have the opportunity to do some of those things, like through my campus ministry, to have the opportunity to, like, lead small groups and mentor people and just to start to walk with people in a more intentional way. And I remember just learning even through my campus ministry that evangelization is the essential mission of the church. Like, I remember learning that line and just being kind of blown away by that. Of it always seemed like kind of almost like a side thing, like an extra thing. Like, if you get to the point where you're doing everything else, maybe you can evangelize. But, like, no, this is actually essential to who the whole church is. And that was just huge for me. And I think I got to the point where I started to see that I was growing so much in getting to accompany other people in their walk with Jesus, and I think I just wanted to be able to learn how to do that for the rest of my life and devote myself to that more wholeheartedly, which is kind of what ended up leading me to focus. So there were, I think, a lot of different influences over a long period of time where all these things just started to kind of line up.
Now, it seems like for so many young people today, going to college is like a invitation to get away from the faith, and a lot of people in college do drift away from the faith. Hopefully a lot of them come back at some point. It sounds like you didn't make that big turn away from the faith. What tips might you have for somebody who's going to college, maybe a freshman who's just out there, and all of a sudden there's all kinds of things to do that they couldn't do at home, they couldn't do it in their high school, and you know, there's nobody to see to it that you get to church every Sunday. So what kind of things would you suggest that a college student might do to keep their faith?
Yes, that's, I think, a wonderful question. I would say the biggest thing is to find good friends, like friends who actually care about you as a person, friends who are ideally good Catholics, but at least good Christians, because I think it's just true that we become like the people we spend time around. And so I think it's worthwhile to take that time to find those friends who truly desire your good, rather than just, you know, the first people you meet on campus who invite you to a party or whatever. Because I think that when you first get to campus, it's, you want to make friends, and it can be very lonely when you don't know anyone. And so I think that's when it becomes just very tempting to take whatever you can find. But I think it's just so worth, like, holding out and trusting that God has good friends for you, and being willing to, like, even sit in that place when, okay, maybe it is a Friday night and you don't have plans, or you don't feel like you have good options, to seek those out, to find, like, there are opportunities, whether it's at a Catholic center on campus or another Christian group, or just other people who want the same things as you do, because they do exist. It's just a matter of finding them. And I think also being able to, like, bring that to the Lord as well, to bring that to Him in prayer and say, like, okay, Jesus, I don't know what my community is here. I don't have a community yet. I don't know what to do. I'm lonely right now. Like, can you be with me in this? And He absolutely will be. And so I think that is just a big thing, is finding those authentic friends and being willing to put the effort in to do that, and to not to settle for friends who don't actually care about you.
Yeah, that is so well said. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Jessica, I know I want to talk a little bit about healing and brokenness and how that kind of fits in with the whole notion of evangelization and bringing the good news to other people. So we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back for more Faith in Action. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are back in the studio together, and we are talking with our guest, Jessica Wade. She's the manager for the Office of Evangelization and Witness for the Diocese of Lafayette. And we also want to welcome our new Lafayette listeners listening on 94.3 FM. If you know any friends in Lafayette, please mention to them that there is a new Catholic Radio Indy channel there, 94.3 FM. And we're talking about evangelization. And Jessica, something that you mentioned before we went to the break in the first half was something about, you know, people being wounded. And I want you to talk a little bit about that as it relates to evangelization.
Sure. Yes, I think, well, at the heart of evangelization, I think, is helping someone encounter the person of Jesus and making a decision to really surrender their lives to Him and to entrust their lives to Him. And I think it's often difficult for people to do that because they have had experiences of of woundedness, whatever that is in their life, that there might be maybe areas of pain where they feel like, oh, God didn't see me in that moment. He doesn't see me in this suffering. Or maybe areas of shame where it's like, oh, I know that God does see me in this and I don't want him to. That I think sometimes we can just put up walls between ourselves and the Lord that prevent not him from reaching us as much as us like letting him in. And so I think when we are, you know, walking with someone, it's important to be able to not like go looking for those wounds, but to be able to really listen to them and receive them. That I think oftentimes when there is a sense of being closed off to God, there's a lot of deeper stuff going on there, that it might be that they don't simply need an intellectual argument. Those absolutely have their place, but I think a lot of times they need to just be able to share their story and be heard, and for someone just to like speak the truth about the goodness of God and the goodness of them as a son or daughter of God into their lives. And that it's an element that we can't ignore, definitely.
Right. And I think, you know, a lot of times people do make that mistake where they just say, well, this is what this catechism says, or here are the rules, and, you know, why aren't you following them, or something like that, or that's going to lead to unhappiness. And that might all be true, but they're not at that point. They're reeling from something that's happened, and, you know, that's just kind of pushing them further away. And I hear other parents, you know, saying stuff like that to their kids, and it's like they're missing the whole point of there's something going on there that they need to be heard and helped and accompanied and loved before you can, you know, start talking about why we do what we do as Catholics, you know, and really introducing them and being Jesus to them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I think I know that there have been times in my life when I feel like I articulated the gospel to someone. Like, I think I said it decently well, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like nothing happens, nothing changes. They're like, oh, like, I'm glad you found something that you enjoy, you know, but it's just like, okay, this is something in my life that they're like, okay, I can tell you're happy, and that's something, but it doesn't resonate with their lives because it's just information.
It's too foreign, too, you know, it doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. It's not personal for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk to you about, well, I guess I want to get, we've just got about 4 or 5 minutes left, and I have a lot still to get to, but so if someone is wounded or you're having, what can you do to kind of help facilitate healing or just to be that friend to them?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, just listening, I think, is so crucial. I think being willing to be a true friend to someone, I think that there is just such a poverty of friendship in our culture, to be willing to walk with someone, to be in their brokenness, and not to just expect it to get better right away, and not to take it personally that you can't fix it, like it's not your job to fix it. But I think continuing to invite people to be able to spend time with the Lord, like if they're open to maybe coming to adoration with you, or just to pray with you, or to come to perhaps something at your parish that is a very easy entry point, where mm-hmm. it's like not a lot of pressure, not a lot is going to be asked of you. It's just an experience where you can be received in love by other people. And so I think inviting people into these experiences of community with other people, and to be able to know that it's okay to like share these honest experiences with the Lord in prayer or the sacrament of reconciliation, I think it's a healing sacrament, that it's incredibly needed and incredibly healing for people, and to be encouraged to take advantage of that, to receive Jesus' mercy, and that it's not this scary thing, I think is huge for people.
Those are great ideas. I want to get, we got a couple minutes left, I want to get to the parish evangelization resources that are on your website. And then I also noticed something about discerning your spiritual gifts. And then there's also events that are going on through the Diocese of Lafayette all the time, and people can find out about those. So I want you to talk a little bit about your website, the parish resources, and discerning your spiritual gifts.
Sure, definitely. So yes, on our website, we do have a button dedicated to parish evangelization resources. So there are, we're just so blessed to have so many amazing resources in the church right now that are so easy to use. And I don't care which one you use, but it's just all designed to bring people together, to have good conversations. And so we have a whole list of different options on our website that's great for parishes. And a lot of them are also just great for, if you want to get a group of friends together, you can go through some of these resources. So they tend to be very accessible. On the discerning your spiritual gift side of things, this is one of the major efforts of our witness side of things. So especially the called and gifted discernment process, we are really, really emphasizing. So we have periodic workshops about that to help people really discern what are the unique gifts that God has given them and how are they called to use them to build up the church.
That's a great one. And for what's the website, I suppose, for events, like if people want to find out about events?
You can check us out at dol-in.org/evangelization. You can see our various events for evangelization, for discerning gifts, for young adult ministry. A whole slew of things are on there, so you can check us out there.
So what's it been like for you? We just got about a minute left. What's it been like for you to be serving in this role, you know, as evangelization? What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It definitely continues to be a lot of learning. Like, it never gets old. It never becomes like, oh, yeah, I've mastered all of that. There's always, like, new challenges. I think there's just room for a lot of just creativity in the church right now with how do we bring the gospel to people. And so, yes, it's been a lot of fun.
And we're always looking for new ways to do that and partnering with the Diocese of Lafayette to be creative and to, you know, continue to look at new ways to spread the gospel. Our guest today has been Jessica Wade. She's the manager for the Office of Evangelization and Witness from the Diocese of Lafayette. Jessica, give us that website one more time.
Sure. dol-in.org/evangelization.
Jessica, thanks so much for being our guest today on Faith in Action. God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from catholicradioindy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid. That's B-R-I-G-I-D. Brigid@CatholicRadioIndy.org or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.